I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. If I could sing, that's how I'd want to sing. That's one of the types of voices I'd want to sing like. Just be able to belt something like that out. In key.
In key. That's very important.
That's why I said it. In key. That's somebody who just stands and sings.
And you wish
if you're a singer, you can do that. You know, and there's
When you hear that, you know it.
Yeah.
Somebody that could stand out with no music, anything, and just,
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app on this July 18th, 8 o'clock in the morning. We say, good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Reach out to folks in Ackworth, too. Just say hello to them. I used to live in Ackworth. Yeah, I used to live up in Ackworth. Used to.
Why did you used to live in Ackworth?
Because I moved. That's why. And when you move, you leave the city you're in, and you go to another one.
Well, shout out to the folk up in Ackworth, up at the folk up at North Cobb High School. Yeah. Boys, they have a really good team up there at North Cobb this year. Looking forward to going up and seeing them play. They're going to be really good.
Did they make Dude's list? Did they make Jeff Fisher's list?
I got to see where they are.
You ain't got to check now, but they're going to be good.
They're supposed to be good, man. They're supposed to be a really good team. You know what? They're going to be one of those teams, like I said, just like McKeachy. Don't list us up there right now. Don't put us up there right now. Good. You know?
Okay.
And come on out to our place and play us.
And you plan on going up there and seeing them?
Yeah, we'll go up there and check them out.
All right. You check out everybody, and that's what you do, and we couldn't be happier to do that. Because a lot of us can't make it out to all these places. But they see you coming. You know, you were like remember a couple weeks ago we had Chesley on. Chesley, he did our we haven't done that in a few weeks. And there's a reason why, and I'll explain next week. Yeah. But we haven't done the Sunday message in a while.
And it usually comes at this time.
And Chesley did it a few weeks ago. And I told a story about how when I first met Chesley, I sought Chesley out. I'd never met him before. And I was working on Necessary Roughness, and one of the producers, because I do local radio and the things that I've done before, he thought that I knew everybody. Somebody told him, yeah, Greg's here and he's doing the casting call and he knows all these people. And unbeknownst to me, that most of the crew on this TV show loved Chesley. They had never met him before, but they watched him every morning, and it was because of his reports and the Wizinator. They love that, that they determined when they were going to be able to go out and do location shooting. And so he was a part of their morning ritual. And when this guy asked me, I said, well, I don't know him, but I bet I can get in there and meet him, which I always have that kind of confidence. And I did. Talked my way into 11 Alive, and I got to meet Chesley. And I told him what they had said about him, and we arranged for him to come down. And when I brought him down to the set, this dude walked in, and it was like Elvis had showed up. And he got applause, and he was given some swag from the production. And I picture that as the same as you. When you walk into onto a high school practice, and the coaches see you, and they go, Sam! Because I've been with you at McEachin, And even not only the people at McEachin, but there was a guy, and I'm reaching here, was there a dude from Coastal Carolina? There was another coach who had just started there or was from another school that you knew of.
Yeah.
Help me out there.
Yeah, that's Coach Joey King. He had gone from Cartersville. He had been Cartersville, and he was coaching out of Coastal Carolina, and he was there just kind of watching the teams practice. So, yeah.
Yeah, he came over, and everybody, they just welcome you with open arms. And so that's why we're glad that you go and check out these games around the city. Anyway, again, on this July 18th, happy birthday. We say happy birthday to Calvin Pete.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I thought that would get your attention. Calvin Pete on this day, we're going to be eventually talking about the Open Championship at one point. One of those golfers, one of the few black golfers, made a name for himself on the tour. But, man, Calvin was just cool. If Lee Elder and all this is all pre-Tiger, obviously.
Charlie Sifford.
Charlie Sifford. They got out there and they did their thing, looked nice, but Calvin was cool. He was the first cool dude out there with that hat and the way he looked.
Had that Kango.
So yeah, happy.
Calvin had that Kango working, man. So, we remember him. He passed away a few years back. And so we remember him. And one of his big victories was here in Atlanta. One of us on the tour. So, yeah, he left quite a mark.
Yeah, him, another golfer, Nick Faldo, Penny Hardaway, and Canelo Alvarez, all celebrating a birthday today.
Wow.
So there you go. There you go. This Braves team, you asked yesterday on the show if, for them to get a win today, you wondered if they're going to be able to turn things around with this Rays team, and boy, did they ever.
Big time. Now they have a chance to take two out of three from this team, although they're facing their toughest pitcher today. But they got a chance if they can win today, take two out of three. That's the way you want to come back from the All-Star break. And a lot of people are watching this team with a lot of question and doubt, and rightfully so with the departure of Ronald Acuna. But you know what's been solid? And I watched the Braves yesterday, and I watched the Bally Sports. They talked about the infield and how solid and consistent the infield for this team has been, and how their production is on the rise as far as in the lineup offensively. Usually you look for your outfielders and guys like that to really contribute big time, and that's what we had. And when this team started, that's the way it was set up. You had a left fielder you expected to produce. You had a right fielder you expected to produce. Both of those guys are out of the equation now. But this infield has upped its productivity while playing sound defensively as well. So, I mean, to watch for them, they've been the ones who've been consistent. They've changed the batting order. You know, Jock Peterson comes in, they put him at number one. They slide Dansby Swanson up to number two and put Freddie at three with Albies after him. I like this change in the batting order. I think it's going to be good. It's going to be productive. You want to get some stuff out of the bottom third of that order. That's the thing. But then when you have a pitcher to do with Reed did last night and get three hits.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Told you. It wasn't the game-winning hit. He didn't need to do that.
No, but, I mean, he got three hits last night. He said, you know what, I'm going to go out and I'm gonna pitch a great game, and I don't want to leave anything to chance. I'm going to hit two. And he went out and he ended up getting the win last night. So that was great to see.
Yeah, but listen, you talked about the pitcher. Braves are going up against their best pitcher, Rich Hill. Listen, Drew Smyly ain't nothing to sneeze at. It's pretty much a push when you look at their records. Hill's 6-4, Smyly 7-3. ERA, yeah, he's a little lower there. But, again, I just think day game, momentum going with the Braves. I like them today. But again, we just taking baby steps into this second half of the season. I was trying to listen to John Smoltz the other day talking about how players make the adjustments post All-Star break. And it's noticeable if you know what to watch for, because obviously this being a marathon, and they haven't had this in a couple years. I mean, there's some guys out there who haven't gone 162 in a minute. So the adjustments that we're going to be watching, not only from the players and the little things, little tweaks right here, but also with the managers. And as you talked about, well, switching up the lineup. Now that came, that was out of attrition. He had to do that. But still, hey, I'm with you. There's nothing wrong with that. Give them something they ain't expected. Change things up. And so it's a 110 first pitch today against Tampa Bay Rays. And, I still have no opinion one way or the other about what they're going to look like. But the best part about all of this is they're not far behind the Mets. They're not far behind the people leading this division. And so we
got some issues. They got some issues. Their big money acquisition, Lindor, he's out for a minute here. Mm-hmm. And also DeGrom is missing his next start in the rotation with some arm stiffness or arm shoulder tightness or something, whether it was his pitching arm. You know, you're keeping an eye on that. You don't wish anybody ill. You want them to be at their best. I want the Braves to beat them at their best. I want them to have all their best players and the Braves beat them. But we're seeing something that's happened with them. The Braves now stand 3 games back. They get the win today. They're back at the 500 mark.
Right.
I think once this team gets over the 500 mark, I hope they stay. But it's been just the hardest thing to get there and get above it. They have a chance to get back there once again. And they'll be watching a little bit the San Diego game since that's who they play next. Those guys have to play a game and a third. They're going to resume the game in the sixth inning that was suspended last night due to the shooting incident outside the stadium up in Washington, D.C. So they're going to pick that game up, and then they're going to play their full game today. That's what the Padres will do against the Nationals today. And, then, you know, they're next in line for the Braves. And we said that these first two series back from the All-Star break would be a real test for this Braves team, especially if they're going to get busy, get things in gear, and really compete for this division and make them solidify themselves as his playoff contender. Like we said, nobody's run away for this division. For all the things that have gone wrong, you're right there with a chance to win it.
You alluded to where we were going next, and that was that Washington game and the shooting that took place outside the stadium. Padres and Nationals game. Game was suspended in the sixth inning. And, you know, okay, the good news, there was no fatalities from the shooting. We don't know exactly the reasons behind it. One of the people who were shot eventually showed up at one of the Washington hospitals, at Washington area hospitals, and they're being questioned. They're still looking for the other car that was involved. And just the craziness. But you and I started the show talking about this being something that, well, I forgot how you put it, but, you know, this is different than, you know, fans throwing crazy stuff at players. But how do you put any kind of security in a place? This is my question, and I don't expect you to have an answer for this, but we can go back and forth with it. How do you expect to put any kind of security in an arena or a stadium that when something like this happens, it's not going to cause the crowd to not go crazy the way they did, start running in different directions? Because I tell you right now, I don't care what's being told to me. If we sit down and go to a seminar today and there's officials there that say, well, you should do this and you should do that, and I hear gunshots going off at Stadium X, I'm putting my head down and I'm running toward an exit, okay, if I can, or moving rapidly toward one. I'm looking around, I'm grabbing family members, and this is just instinct. And so I don't know how you keep a crowd from not stampeding once something like this happens. I realize it's rare, but this is what you and I were talking about, and I'd be curious to hear what officials are going to say, not only just from Washington but other people that we talk to, about the unforeseen incidences that are now rearing their ugly head post COVID in these arenas.
Well, let's just see. You're talking about an incident, and one where you're talking about fans being overzealous and chanting, you know, at players or calling them names, or they're either dropping popcorn or
throwing baseballs at like the Yankee
throwing
game.
Baseball. That's one thing, and that's inside the facility. This was outside the facility. It was outside the stadium, but still, we're talking about, you know, a weapon being used, and that's the thing that I think causes people to pause and makes people wonder. You know, our fans are headed out to Truist Park today to see the Braves play. We just had a crowd yesterday evening at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We were filling up, you know, a State Farm Arena to full capacity for the Hawks playoff games. But people don't know what plan is in place for it. But because I tell you, there must be plans in place at each of those facilities for security and for the security for those buildings, and for the local law enforcement also that patrols and works those games, those special events. What those plans are, I don't know. We're going to find out about them today, because I'm pretty sure that all of our local news affiliates will probably go out to Truist Park and say, hey, what's the plan here and what is it? And we'll probably want to see what it is for other places. And quite as I mean, I got a friend of mine who worked at a very high level of national security, who's now retired. And what he does is he does security for events and sets of security. And one of the places he does a lot of work for is churches. Because we've had some places in some other parts of the country where there were shooters in churches. So, I mean, it's something to make people aware of. It's sad but true. It's around us, and we have to keep our guard up and be vigilant. We want to go to a baseball game because it's supposed to take us away from realities and give us a break from some of the things that happen around the world. And that's what we think makes people want to tune into us here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking about fun things, but sometimes just things remind us of what's around there. You know, I think the people did pretty well coming out of the stadium. It was chaotic. People were running. You didn't hear about any injuries inside the stadium, Greg. And I think that's the important thing. If you're hearing gunshots, if people stampede, people get children get trampled, you know, things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
There was none of that last night. And so I'm thankful that that was the case.
Well,
nobody inside the stadium got hurt.
Again, you can say that, but we don't know if that was across the board. Here's what was written last night. The gunshots caused panic among fans inside the stadium. Some ducked for cover, hiding underneath tables, behind seats, as announcers warned the people to stay inside the park. Okay, now let's take that to, as you brought up, Truist Park. That's going to be something that's going to somehow permeate throughout, say, the Battery, where people are not only walking, but they're inside restaurants. God forbid something happens outside there, and then are the people who work the restaurants, that's where you're going to have to sit down with all of them and say, keep your people inside if something happens outside here. We're going to talk more about this coming up. But up next, we're going to keep your fingers crossed. DeShaun Tate bringing the knowledge about the NBA Finals. That's next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
On the same old bench to watch the children play.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, also the Odyssey app. Mr. Crenshaw, reach out to me. I'm got to get you on this FaceTime thing here so we can have a conversation with a guy. 2 weeks from now, he ain't going to want to talk about nothing that we got going on. He will not have nothing to do with football. He not having nothing to do with anything else except basketball. We're lucky to have him talking NBA because he's really focused on college. But
yeah, I know it.
If it's basketball, he's cool with that. And as always, we want to welcome in DeShaun Tate joining Sam and Greg here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game.
Morning, DeShaun.
Top of the morning to you guys, gentlemen. I appreciate you guys, Clark and Crenshaw, for having me on. And basketball. You know what? I get to a point. It seems like it's been such a long season. I get to a point where it's like, all right, I'm about ready for this thing to be all over with now. You know, now I'm getting to a point now, you know, where it is about to conclude, and I'm not going to know what to do with myself. But we do have a lot of AU going on around here. We got a lot of – hear me out. We got a lot of AU going on, big time. It's the live period in July right now for that. And coming up on some NBA drafts, so I'm excited.
No. I tell you what, you got to make some sense out of this doggone Olympic situation, man. Where both the men and the women over here losing. What are we gonna bring back, a scrap iron medal, a participation trophy? What are we bringing back from Tokyo?
Yeah, I certainly hope not. I felt like we were kind of trending in this direction, not really so much on the upward trajectory when I saw them in FIBA's around this time last summer. And it seems like they just pretty much picked up right where they left off, which is clearly something that's not good at all. It's a team that is going without a point guard, which is somewhat of a recipe for disaster to an extent, if you ask me. And then they don't really have guys with the leadership qualities. Now, some people might say, hey, we got a Kevin Durant on this team and a Damian Lillard. Good guys that are really good players, really great talent, but don't necessarily have the kind of leadership capabilities that you're kind of looking for. And that's even despite in the event that they get somebody like a Chris Paul, or if they go and get, you know, Devin Booker to return, or Chris Middleton to this team as well. So it's going to be an uphill battle for these guys for the rest of the way, for sure.
Hey, DeShaun, listen, I took the other side of this. I just feel like this for this Olympics, which is an anomaly in and of itself because it's not an Olympic year. They're putting these games on, as far as I'm concerned, at gunpoint because these sponsors want to get their, you know, the bang for their buck. They spend a lot of money. Everybody spends a lot of money when it comes to an Olympics. They need that TV show for those 2 weeks, okay? And despite the pandemic, despite everything else that's out there saying we shouldn't gather in crowds, they're putting this thing together. So along with everything else that's going on, why send the top players? Or the top players are saying, why go to this Olympics? We've already proven that when it comes to being the top of the food chain in basketball, everybody knows America is there. And so we don't need to do a dream team thing like we had to do in 92 after the college kids kept getting beat. We've already proven that we are. Yeah, there's some countries that are ascending, but they still aren't where we need to be. So let's keep the top players or the top players saying, I'm not going. I'm going to stay safe. I want to be able to play with my kids, whatever their reasons for not going. And, you know, there's some other guys that are going to go, and maybe Pop would like to have a few more defensive powers on this roster. But whatever happens, it doesn't take away from who we are as a country and as a basketball country, I guess.
I agree. It's becoming a little bit different. You know, if you look at the way that the NBA is played now, in comparison to what it was, let's just say 10 years ago, in some cases even 5 years ago, the way that the game is played is starting to look more like the Europe, like the way that it's played overseas on the European side. And so when you have like more international basketball and it's kind of forming in that way, and more international players coming here to America to play, it's going to kind of look like that. A lot of parity line, different things. I remember pregame of game 4, Hawks Eastern Conference Finals against the Bucks, and hearing Nate McMillan, the head coach now of the team, saying that when he was an assistant on this team, on the Olympic team, that they started to reconstruct the rosters to look a little different, and where it wasn't all about just trying to form like a super team, going to play, have the best players in the NBA on those rosters anymore. And so I think with that, sometimes you're going to have something like this, and it's going to be similar. But I'll tell you what, not having now Kevin Love, Jeremy Grant, Bradley Beal, got some of those guys out with the COVID protocol and things like that, replacing that with guys like JaVale McGee, Keldon Johnson, that's not really moving the needle in too many people's minds and giving them really good feel for any kind of positivity or optimistic feel that the U.S. is going to bring back home again. And if I'm just being honest, bring back the gold again, if I'm just being honest, I don't blame them for it.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Deshaun Tate. He is social. You can find him on the Twitter at Tate's Take Hoop, at Tate's Take Hoop on Twitter. Ari, you talk about the international player. And, you know, those, when we think about the big men that we've seen in this postseason, even our very own Clint Capella, DeAndre Ayton, and, of course, Giannis, we've seen the international influence as far as the big men. Talk about this series we're seeing now. Game 5. Last night we saw this game turn on a dime, Deshaun. Phoenix got off to a great start, and Milwaukee was struggling. They flipped the switch in the second quarter and kind of never looked back. What was the difference?
Yeah, it's crazy to think that just because of the fact that when you start talking about guys that get it going, you know, guys like Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton, I don't think that there's going to be a game where these guys can afford to score under 20 points between the two of them. Or 40 between the two of them, technically, at bare minimum, combine and win a basketball game. I don't think that that's possible. But I think that, you know, Milwaukee flexed its experienced muscles for the guys that have the experience. Obviously, Phoenix does too, but there's guys that don't have that as well. And I think that that's something that's starting to show. Now, I'm not going to go crazy and make it out to seem like just because they're going back to Milwaukee, which will be a tough place to play, that Milwaukee's got this thing sewed up. I think it ultimately will go 7 games and that Phoenix will get some revenge as well. But I tell you what, you want to talk about what looks different? How about the Milwaukee Bucks and what they shot from the free throw line on yesterday? Terrible. We're talking about 50%. Not 50, 50%. Like, almost can't even get any worse than that. And then on top of that, what makes it so surprising that they also won that game is because Phoenix shot almost 70% from the 3-point line. And when statistics look that lopsided, typically you don't hear about the team that shot so poorly winning the game, but they have over time found a way to add some more pieces that are more aggressive. Now you have your Bobby Crazy Eyes Portis. Now you have guys like P.J. Tucker on this roster. So that is kind of beefing them up a little bit, and I think that they have checked off the box that I was once concerned about more than anything, and that was their toughness.
Jrue Holiday, Chris Middleton, you got Giannis. That's their big three. You hear about others in the league. Where do these guys in your mind stand as far as the three of them as a power? We see, yeah, obviously they've gotten to the where they are right now, but nobody talked about them. Nobody put big three and the Milwaukee Bucks in the same sentence other than Milwaukee fans. So in your mind, as you look at this, how did they slip past us?
Yeah, you know, the crazy part is when you look up in your imaginary dictionary the, you know, the definition of big threes, typically it's not going to be like a Giannis tag, you know, attached with somebody like a Chris Middleton and a Jrue Holiday, if you will. I will say this much, though, is that these are all guys that, you know, took the stairs up, if you will. What do the cool kids call it nowadays? Getting it out the mud. They took the stairs up. They didn't take the elevator. They didn't take the escalator. These are guys that have been in the league long enough. And again, that experience that I was talking about earlier that Phoenix does not have with very key players, guys like these ones. Some of these guys were real thin coming into the league. Overlooked. Chris Middleton went through the G League at one point in time. Now he's, you know, obviously a high-paid player and NBA All-Star. Like, when you package those guys up together, whether you call them big three, whether you call them little three, or a budding big three, I think that it's well-deserved, especially when you talk about getting to this point and put a little bit of respect on Mike Budenholzer's name. I think it's about time to do that.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning with DeShawn Tate. Folks, he talks everything basketball, and his time's winding down here with the
Don't tell him that.
I'm serious, but we're talking about, you know, he's already talked about the Olympic team. We're talking about the NBA finals here and what's going on with these teams. We got a guy from our area, and every time I talk to people out I-20 West, they all say, you don't talk about our homeboy. You don't talk about Jay Crowder and what he's doing. Okay, with Jay Crowder there last night, he had 10 points last night. Thought about his role and what he's been able to do since he's landed with this Phoenix team. He's kind of a guy that just does what he needs to do on this team.
We talked about the players for Phoenix that don't have the experience. That's not Jay Crowder. He was in this position, I believe, what, a year ago or some really close to it with Miami being in the NBA Finals. He's always, any time that you see him on the floor, and this isn't just, you know, in a regular season scenario, this is always typically in the playoffs as well. When you start talking about hard-nosed guys, if there's a definition of 3-and-D, his face is going to appear and show up. He is a huge reason behind why teams win the games that they do. Probably the toughest player that a lot of these teams have when he's on their rosters, which is a good thing, always willing to defend a better player on the opposition and things like that, and can shoot the heck out of the basketball, and with that experience start packaging those things up. I don't think that they need more than 10 points for him necessarily in order to win. I think that he can have 10 and it can still be considered a winnable game, but when he's going off for, you know, 15 plus points, I think that it makes teams look significantly different, and I think he's capable of that, and I think he will have not just a better game, but a much better game for Game 6 going back to Milwaukee, and will be part of the reason why Phoenix is going to add a number to the left side of the result column and push it to 7 going back to the desert.
As you sit and watch this playoffs, go ahead, Sam.
I was just going to say the folks out in Villa Rica, thank you. Go ahead, Greg.
As you sit and watch these finals, Suns don't win. What are your thoughts about Chris Paul?
Still one of the best players to play this game ever. That won't change. Win, lose, draw, or anything in between. I know a lot of people are going to question, and that point is going to have the feel of he's never going to get a ring. End up joining the likes of some of your Reggie Millers and Charles Barkley's and Mailman Stockton and everybody else, Patrick Ewing and everybody. But nonetheless, I will say enough to say I do want him to finish his career first before we start labeling and putting, you know, tagging him with titles and different things like that. One of them that is certainly deserves, not only is he one of the best point guards that this league has ever seen, but certainly arguably the best leader that this league has ever seen too. And that goes a long way.
Whoa. Say that again. Chris Paul. Now, you didn't say point guard. You said one of the best,
correct,
the leader. Best leader. You saying he's the best leader in your mind this league has ever seen?
I think that it is very arguable. You start looking at some of these rosters that's been constructed. Granted, this team is really good. I'm not sure anybody's seen Phoenix necessarily going to the NBA Finals and being the front runner to win it all, but he's a huge part of that. Look at what OKC was last year. Not just terrible, expected to be in the West, but in the whole NBA, they ended up getting a 5 seed, pushing it 7 games, much because of Chris Paul, talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Los Angeles Clippers was the worst franchise and probably still is in a lot of people's minds until they get to a certain point. When he got to the Clippers, we're talking about the Clippers now. That's essentially, I know how much I love football here, that is essentially your Cleveland Browns and Detroit Lions, and you know that pains me to say it. But he put them in a position, and a lot of that is because of his leadership qualities and instilling that within so many guys. We heard DeAndre Ayton, among so many others, say, the difference maker for us, for our team, and for me and my confidence level has been that point guard and Chris Paul. And let me say this last thing, because, you know, I get long-winded.
Yeah, because we got to go. Make it quick. Yeah, go ahead.
That point guard position is coming more and more extinct every single day, much like the center position. A lot of guys now, combos, not natural, born, and bred traditional, prototypical point guards. He's still that, and it shows why it's important.
Okay, that's cool, and I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just to the statement that you made. We're not done with this. When you come back on, we're going to revisit this, because you said one of the best leader, if I'm not mistaken, the best leader this league has seen. Okay, so that's a big basket you're putting him at the front of, and we're going to get back to this. But listen, man, we can't thank you enough for getting on here. If we're hearing you correctly, Deshaun's calling for a 7-game series. We'll see if it makes it past game 6 on Tuesday night, and we will have you back on the show next week, and we can talk about this. Cool?
At Tate's Take Hoops, where basketball lives. Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Deshaun Tate joining Sam and Greg. We got a casting call up next. Jobs, folks. Jobs, jobs, jobs. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. We're here till 10 o'clock. Listen, before we get into this casting call, Mr. Crenshaw, first of all, good morning. How you doing?
Morning.
Okay. And we love us some Deshaun Tate. And it just kind of, you know, a lot of his stuff, we acquiesce to him because he follows this a lot closer. It's like high school stuff. And Deshaun knows this stuff. I couldn't let him get past that. So did I miss, just so before I go down this road, did I misunderstand what he said?
I think he said he's one of the great leaders.
I think he said the greatest leaders. I didn't hear the one of part. Okay, so if he did say that.
I think he's one of the great leaders. I don't think he says he's the greatest leader.
I thought I heard him say.
He is one of the great leaders.
I'm not disputing that. I thought I heard him say, you know, the best, or maybe he threw in arguably the best floor leader of all time. Okay, so when I heard that. Floor leader. Okay, leader. But again, it gave me reason to pause. All right, we'll get him back on, and we'll ask him to clarify that.
You
I'm listening. Oh, now you're breaking
to
up.
To where they are without Chris Paul.
Okay. You're absolutely right.
They're not, so that's the thing you wonder.
You're absolutely right. For this year, he's gone over and above and done some things he hasn't done before. Obviously, by virtue of the fact that they celebrated when they realized they were going to the finals, but he hadn't been there before. But again, if I misheard him, we'll back it up and we'll bring Deshaun on and get this. Because I started listing leaders thinking he was talking about he's the best. I put about six ahead of Chris Paul. You know, and I might be able to keep going, but that's my list. This is usually when we give out some jobs, man, or not give them out, but let you know where you can find them for those of you who want to get in front of the camera. The industry's here. This, just like sports, it's part of the fabric of the state. And the money is just flying through the air. I say that all the time. I get people that reach out to me and goes, man, I wish I could find some of this money. And, well, I'm telling you how to find some of it. You know, I want to find some of it too. But it is here, and the industry's not going anywhere. And just keep in mind, as we have watched COVID affect some of the sports coming back, it may affect the industry again. So keep in mind, if you're going to submit yourself, you're going to go through COVID testing before you get on set. I can't tell you about something that shoots on Tuesday today because you're going to have to get tested. They're going to get the results back. But once you not only pass a test and get on set, you get yourself in the database of these casting directors, they're going to continue to call you. They're looking for fresh faces right now. But there are opportunities out there. I didn't ask you this question, or we did ask you this question I did yesterday about bicycles and the first bike, and you told me you had to grow into your first bicycle.
Yep.
There's a need for those of you out there who have bikes, love biking, and think you got a little bit of skills when you get on that bike, because there's a need for bike couriers this week. You're going to see Catrette Casting. They're doing Ozark. And there's a need for bike couriers. There's a need for a number of different opportunities in front of the camera, clean-shaven males to play security people. Again, the list is fluid at this point. It's really kind of a strange time right now, Sam, because we've got a lot of productions that are getting ready to rev up. So, and
let me ask you something. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
You're talking about bike couriers. So for couriers, these people got to be good at riding in between cars and things like that. That's kind of what they do downtown. You see people who are delivering things. Guys like for somebody like Jimmy John's.
Right.
You know, you go downtown, you see somebody delivering Jimmy John's. Weaving.
Okay.
Are they going to have to do that
their bike? No, I would doubt that. I would absolutely. I'm confident in saying that's not going to be part of it. And if it needs to get crazy like that, that's what they got green screen for. So they'll put you in there and weaving in and out between that. It may not be that sort of situation. I can't sit here and tell you exactly what the scene is going to look like. It hasn't been shot yet. And they don't give those type of descriptions. They just need couriers. They don't tell you that you need to prepare, you know, to be, you know, weave between cars or do something that might put you in danger. They just need the couriers, because you could just be riding down a road and have, you know, pizza in your, you know, something where they can see that you're a courier. So I doubt that they're going to put you in harm's way.
But you do need to have your own bike.
Yes, you do. You got to have your own bike.
Okay. And that's the thing I've noticed. There's a show. selling during this time of pandemic. Folks have been buying bicycles.
Yeah.
You go to stores and put them there, you know?
Well, so I mean, listen.
You got to bring your own bike.
You got to bring your own bike. Yes. That's the tough part about this, folks. You got to have a bicycle. But if you do and you get yourself submitted here, which I walk you through how to submit yourself. If you've never done that before, they're going to want to see pictures of you. They're going to want to see pictures of your bicycle, maybe a little bit of both. But again, submit those pictures as quick as you can. That's Catrette Casting for that particular one. Again, you'll see the list of job opportunities in front of the camera and some of the ones that are, you know, off the beaten path, the celebrity Atlanta-style wedding, the divorce court appearance, which, by the way, you get paid for both. This is nobody's going to ask you to get up there and put your business out there and not pay you for it. So those are there. And this list will be updated regularly. But here's the thing I really want you to understand that you can do. You can take this over. You don't have to wait for me to come on and tell you about these job opportunities because it is so busy in this city. And even more so with the possibility of COVID coming back. It's like the rain coming and these productions go, all right, we got to shoot this today because we're not going to be able to get back out to, say, Piedmont Park on Wednesday because the rain is going to be here. Well, the possibility of COVID affecting the industry is a real thing. So they are going to want to get as much done as possible before they're possibly handcuffed by, you know, what we saw last year when this thing hit. We saw some people, that doesn't really affect. Tyler Perry is going to do things a little bit differently than others, and he can afford to because he's got his own place, and you're going to be basically, you know, sequestered inside those studios if you get booked for those projects. But I'm sending you to all of them. I've got the list of the extras casting directors here and tell you how to find where they're posting things. And you guys can do this yourself. So if this is how I help you, I'm cool with it because you can then check it yourself regularly, hourly if you want. There's that many productions, but we're at the bottom of the roller coaster ride right now, Sam, where you had some productions that ended just before, you know, like the 4th of July, and some others are ramping up here in a little bit. So get in the database of these casting directors right now. So I have the list of them. I show you how to submit yourself, kind of a general way of doing it. But I also put you next to a couple other people, some voiceover teachers. Bill Seller and Atlanta Voiceover Studios. They will help you with your auditions. You got to put together your demo, workshop classes, all the resources you need to get started doing demo work. You know, I don't talk about this enough, Sam. I know that you would like to get started doing this yourself. We get the opportunity to do commercials, you and I, but it's through the radio station or through your other work with like City TV and things like that. And sometimes you don't get paid for it. It's just part of it. But you and I have talked a lot of times about putting together a little studio in your place, like I have. And you don't need a lot. It doesn't cost a lot of money. You know, it just a basic setup in your home. And as I tell people, it's like the stove. Okay, if you want to start doing voiceover work, again, the longest, most consuming thing is putting your demo together. But if you have a setup, you know, you upgrade your laptop, you get a couple pieces of equipment, maybe you upgrade an old PC that's sitting in a room. You get the microphone that's conducive to the room you're in. There's one type of microphone if you have windows and maybe some outside noise comes in. And there's another type of microphone if you're in an area that's all closed in and you know that there's no outside sound. Sam, I've talked about this too. There's a lot of people that I know, especially ladies who do voiceover work, who have talked about after you know, they've had a child and they obviously have to pay attention to the child on a regular basis, but they want to get back to doing voiceover work. They will set the crib in the room. They get the audition started and they take their microphone and walk into their closet where the acoustics are great. And they record there.
How about that?
Yeah. And then they come back out and they stop the tape. So again, there are different ways of doing this. But the reason I brought up a stove is because everybody, families, you can get this set up in your home and say the father wants to start doing voiceover work or you're setting it up for one of the kids. Everybody can use it. Long as they all respect it, just like, and that's why I use the stove analogy. Everybody, for the most part, uses the stove, except for young kids. Everybody uses the stove in your home, but they all respect it, right? Because you know what it could do to you. if you're not paying attention. And right. that's the lesson you teach Absolutely. To that's the lesson you teach to the other people in your family. So if mom brings home, you know, or upgrades the equipment and she wants to start doing voiceover work, and then you have a couple kids in there and the kids are like, hey, I could do some Disney voiceover work, or I could do some stuff for Six Flags or wherever the auditions come for, say, preteens. Yes, get that kid acclimated to doing voiceover work early and learn the lessons that come along with hearing no on a regular basis. We hear it in sports all the time. We lose all the time. You learn how to deal with losing in sports. Well, the same thing in this business, whether it's in front of the camera, behind the camera, doing voiceover work. A lot of times you're going to not get that job. You got to pick yourself back up, do like the Buffalo Bills did, get yourself ready and go back again and get back to the Super Bowl. Get back in there and audition again. That's how you get better. Once you close that door doing voiceover work, you can be anybody you want to be. Ain't nobody there looking at you. And a lot of people who do voiceover work don't feel comfortable getting in front of the camera. But when they get behind closed doors, they blossom in a way that they never would be able to, they say, in front of a camera. So again, these people can articulate this a little bit more. Bill Seller, Atlanta Voiceover Studios. Hunter Bradley is the guy who gets you started, Atlanta Voiceover Talent. And Bill has a couple links that you can start talking to him and check out his work and some testimonials. But again, just another option. Just another option to grab some of this money, as I started this off by saying, it's flying through the air. Because the industry also needs voiceover talent, too. Greg.Clarkson at Odyssey.com. If you got any questions, you can see the list also up on Get Cast with Greg on Twitter. I don't talk enough about the voiceover opportunities that are out there, do I?
You that don't. Sometimes you don't. But, you know, people need to know that. Folks need to know that they're there. They need to know that they're there. So it's a great thing you're doing that. Because you mentioned some people and the different ways of doing it. You talk about someone just take the microphone, step into another room, or step in. You know what? I recorded my voice sometime in the car. Sometimes if I'm at something and I need to record right quick, I'll step into car close. It's got good acoustics,
right?
You know,
absolutely.
And it comes out clean. So you do what you have to do.
For the behind the camera jobs starting at Georgia.org, I walk you through that. I'll remember those of you under 18 families, if you want to get those kids in these productions, you got to have that certificate from the Georgia Department of Labor. I have the link up on the list. So again, 929thegame.com/castingcall. You'll see the list and all the links I've talked about. Heading into the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Joe Patrick a little bit. We got a lot of questions for him. Braves and Atlanta United we'll be talking about. But what's going on in Tokyo with these tests, these positive tests that are coming back, and what's this Olympics going to look like? Sam and I are going to talk about that next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929thegame.com, also the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.